Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving into Micah's prophecy about Bethlehem and its profound significance in the birth of Jesus. The Bible verse for today is taken from Micah chapter 5, verse 1. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, least among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient times.
Let's dive into Micah's prophecy about Bethlehem Ephrathah. In Micah 5:1, we find a fascinating prediction about a small, seemingly insignificant town. Bethlehem Ephrathah was considered one of the least among the clans of Judah. It wasn't a place you'd expect great things to happen. Yet, God had other plans. This prophecy declares that from this humble town, a ruler would emerge, not just any ruler, but one who would lead Israel and whose origins stretch back to ancient times. It's a prime example of how God often chooses the unexpected to accomplish his purposes. Think about it, a tiny town becoming the birthplace of the Messiah. It's a powerful reminder that God's ways are not our ways. He delights in using the small, the overlooked, the underestimated to bring about his grand plan. Bethlehem's role in this prophecy shows us that with God, significance isn't about size or status, but about his divine choice and purpose. Now, let's dive deeper into the eternal nature of Jesus revealed in Micah's prophecy. The passage mentions that the ruler's origin is from of old, from ancient times. This isn't just poetic language, it's a profound statement about Jesus' divine nature. In Christian theology, this concept is known as the pre-existence of Christ. It means that Jesus didn't simply come into being when he was born in Bethlehem. He has always existed as part of the Godhead. This eternal nature of Jesus is a cornerstone of Christian faith, affirming his divinity and his role in creation. It also underscores the incarnation, the idea that the eternal God chose to enter human history in the person of Jesus. This eternal perspective gives even greater weight to Jesus' teachings and sacrificial death, as it reveals the extent of God's love for humanity. Now let's take a moment to appreciate the incredible accuracy of Micah's prophecy. This wasn't a prediction made a few years or even a few decades before Jesus' birth. We're talking about a prophecy that was delivered approximately 700 years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem. That's 7 centuries of waiting and anticipation. This remarkable foresight isn't just a coincidence or a lucky guess. It's a powerful demonstration of God's grand plan unfolding throughout history. Think about the intricate details that had to align for this prophecy to come true. It shows us that God's plan isn't just reactive, it's proactive and spans across generations. This level of accuracy and foresight reminds us that we're part of a much bigger story, a story that God has been writing since the beginning of time. It's a comforting thought, isn't it? To know that the same God who planned the birth of Jesus centuries in advance is also intimately involved in our lives today. When we look at the story of Jesus' birth, we're reminded of how God often works in unexpected ways. Bethlehem, a small and seemingly insignificant town, became the birthplace of the Messiah. This teaches us that God doesn't always choose the obvious or the grand. Instead, he often uses the humble and overlooked to accomplish his purposes. Think about it. If God can use a little town like Bethlehem for such a monumental event, imagine what he can do with our lives, no matter how small or insignificant we might feel. This story encourages us to look beyond appearances and recognize that God's power can work through anyone and anything. The lesson here is clear. We should never underestimate God's ability to use the unexpected. It challenges us to stay open to God's work in our lives, even in the most unlikely circumstances or through the most unlikely people. After all, if Bethlehem could cradle the Savior, what great things might God have in store for us? Now let's talk about what it means to acknowledge Jesus as our Savior. When we truly accept this truth, it changes everything. It's not just about believing a historical fact, it's about embracing a relationship with the eternal God who chose to enter our world. Trusting in Jesus means relying on him completely. It's recognizing that we can't save ourselves, but he can and has. This trust isn't blind. It's based on the evidence of his fulfilled prophecies, his life, death, and resurrection. Accepting his gift of salvation is a profound act. It's admitting we need saving and allowing Jesus to do what we can't. This acceptance leads to transformation. It's not just about securing a place in heaven. It's about experiencing a new life here and now. When we trust and accept Jesus, we're aligning ourselves with God's grand plan, the same plan that brought the Savior to a little town called Bethlehem.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the beautiful truth found in Micah's prophecy, a reminder that you choose the humble and unexpected to fulfill your mighty purposes. Just as you brought forth our Savior from the small town of Bethlehem, help us to remember that you can work through us, no matter how small we may feel. Thank you, Jesus, for being our eternal Savior, present from the beginning of time, and for stepping into our world to save us. Guide us to trust in you fully and embrace your love, transforming our lives for your glory. Amen. Thank you for our time together. May God's love and blessings continue to guide and uplift you. Take care, and until next time, stay blessed.